Okay. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Borough of Roosevelt Council meeting for January 25th, 2021 at 7:04 or 5 p.m.
7:04
p.m. Due to the coronavirus and the need for social distancing, this meeting will also be held remotely and available to the public in a live feed. Adequate notice of this meeting, as required by Chapter 231, PL 1975, has been provided by public notice on January 4th, 2021, which was posted on the bulletin board at the Roosevelt Post Office. And in the Borough Hall. The notice was published in the Times and the Asbury Park Press. Roll call.
Mr. Dermody is absent. Mr. Essikoff is absent. Mr. Hamilton?
Here.
Mr. Mocker?
Here.
Mr. Trammell is absent. Mr. Vroman?
Here.
Mayor Malkin?
Here.
Okay, we do have a quorum, four.
Can anybody shoot Lou an email real quick? Maybe he doesn't text.
Oh, I'll call him if you want.
Okay, thank you, Michael.
Sure.
All right, I'll have a report for tonight. So we'll go directly to public comment on agenda items only. I open the floor for public comment at 7:05.
7:06, we'll go with this.
Okay, 7:06 p.m. Is there anyone from the public who would like to comment on anything on the agenda? Michael?
Just say that I appreciate the putting the request from the Environmental Commission for the additional funds on the agenda and discuss it when the time comes, but hopefully people will agree. Again, let me call Sarah Essikoff.
You're welcome. Anyone else? Okay, we'll close the public portion at 7:06. Correspondence. We have an email.
Hello? You have a council meeting at 7:00. Are you okay?
Go ahead.
Okay, we have an email received from Roberts Engineering dated January 13th, 2021 regarding the NJDOT about the approval that they gave us for a 6-month extension for the improvements to Farm Lane. And they extended it to September 27th, 2021. So that's good. We were hoping for that. We've come to approval of minutes, the regular meeting minutes of January 4th, 2021. Do I have a motion?
I'll make that motion.
Second?
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
Mr. Vroman?
Yes.
Okay. It's passed. How am I coming in here? Okay, come to resolutions. Resolution 21-29, payment of bills for January 25th, 2021. Do I have a motion?
I'll move that we pay the bills.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
Mr. Vroman?
Yes.
Resolution 21-29 passes. Resolution 21-30, authorizing shared services agreement with Millstone Township for the utilization of the Millstone Township Municipal Court and related personnel services. This is a resolution that normally would have been at the reorg meeting, but because Millstone hadn't had their reorg meeting, it was delayed until this meeting. And do I have a motion? Only three of you.
I'll move that we approve Millstone as our court.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
And Mr. Vroman?
Yes.
2130 passes. Resolution 21-31, designating municipal court judge for the borough of Roosevelt, which is the same reason that this wasn't passed at reorg, because Millstone hadn't had the meeting. And the municipal court judge is Nicole Sondland.
That's also a three-year appointment.
It's a three-year appointment.
I'll move 21-31.
Second.
I guess I'll second that.
Thank you.
I'm here.
Hi, Lou.
Hi, Lou.
Hi, Lou.
Can you see me?
Yes. No. What's your name?
Where are you?
Here I am.
I'm going to make note that Mr. Essicorp joined the meeting at 7:10.
Thank you.
Okay. So I'm going to, Lou, we're at resolution 21-31, designating a municipal court judge for the borough of Roosevelt. It's a three-year appointment. So I'm ready to do roll call. Mr. Essicorp.
Yes, I hear you.
No, do you want to, yes, to adopt the resolution?
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
And Mr. Vrooman?
Yes.
Okay.
21-31 passes. Resolution 21-32, appointments of municipal court officers and employees.
I'll move 21-32.
I'll second.
Discussion? And roll call.
Mr. Essicorp?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
And Mr. Vrooman?
Yes.
Resolution 21-33, resolution authorizing Roberts Engineering Group, LLC, to perform engineering work for trickling filters, phosphate remediation, and treatment plant upgrade at the sewage treatment plant.
I'll move that.
Second? Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Discussion?
We need it.
Roll call.
Mr. Essicorp?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
Mr. Vrooman?
Yes.
Okay. Resolution 21-34, resolution amending 21-05, establishing the 2021 annual schedule of public meetings for the Roosevelt Borough Council. And you all have the dates of the meetings in your packet.
Can I ask what's changed, Peggy?
Beginning March 1st, we will hold our meetings. Traditionally, at least as long as I've been on the council, which is, I guess, 16 years, it was always the second and fourth Mondays of the month. And commencing March 1st, we will hold our meetings on the first and the third Mondays of the month. So now there are a couple change of dates, because that Monday, if you look through the year, is either a holiday or something. But here on in, we'll have our meetings the first and third Monday. And it'll be on the website, and Kathleen will advertise it, so everyone will be, should be aware.
And this is because there was a conflict with the borough attorney's schedule? Okay.
Yeah, well, isn't it in the resolution later?
It's right here, if you want to read the date.
Yeah, no, I don't think we need to read the date.
We have it.
Okay.
I'll move 21-34.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Mr. Essicorp?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
Mr. Vrooman?
Yes.
Okay, and the last resolution for tonight is resolution 21-35, a resolution of the Borough Council of the Borough of Roosevelt, amending resolution number 20-116, dated December 14th, 2020, to reject all prior bids and award a contract for the provision of sodium hypochlorite solution to the borough's water and sewer utility. Motion?
I'll move 2135, although I have questions about it.
Seconded for
questions.
Well, it's very complex. We have two different rates for the same chemical through W.R. Newman, sodium hypo at the sewer treatment plant of 142 a gallon. And when it's delivered to the water treatment plant, it's 342 a gallon.
Correct.
$2 more. Mm-hmm. Now, I've had that explained to me, something to do with delivery and all, but if somebody can explain it again, because it had my head spinning, to be honest.
It's actually fairly simple, especially for me, who's not an expert in the water and sewer treatment plant. But apparently the water treatment plant uses significantly less hypochlorite solution. And so because they're not delivering it as frequently, they have to charge more. The original company whose bid we accepted refused to even deliver it to the water treatment plant because it wasn't frequent enough to make it worthwhile for them. So this company will, but they have to charge more delivering it to the water because they won't be doing it as I said, as frequently.
All right, I have a question. Why can't they deliver? Why can't they deliver on a split basis on the same day?
There must, you know, honestly, Lou, I don't know the answer to that, but Greg has gone over this, and I'm sure Joe, and since two different companies, well, one wouldn't even deliver it, and the other one said they would, but it would have to cost more. There must be, I guess they can't deliver it on the same day because one isn't going to need it as soon as the other
right.
one.
And it could
they
be
come,
storage.
If they come this coming Monday.
You can't store it?
But, pardon me?
Does it have a storage limit? Time limit?
I can't answer that one, I don't know.
It would seem to me that if they came, they could drop off one and drop off the other on the same day.
It must not be feasible, or I'm sure they would have discussed that.
All right.
I mean, if you want to table it until we can get an answer.
Well,
I already made one delivery already, so you really can't.
Okay.
And John Holden is well aware. I mean, he was part of all the emails with Anna and the attorney. So,
It's been thoroughly discussed. And as I said, the first company just refused to even deliver it on the.
This is a 1-year contract, a no bid contract. Is that correct?
I believe it's two.
It's 2 years?
Wait, Kathleen's hooking it up.
It goes until 2022. Yes.
2 years.
2 years.
Does anybody know what the differential is? Do we use very little of the sodium hypo at the sewer treatment plant? At the water treatment plant, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what very little is considered, but I know it's much less.
Comparatively.
Could we include the amount that the water plant uses and deliver it to the sewer plant, and then we haul it over to the other side? Does it come in a barrel is it liquid?
There's a storage tank, I think, at each facility, and the one at the water treatment plant might be a lot smaller. And I usually they pump it in, I think. So it's not something I don't think we want to haul.
Okay. That's just an option.
I know, or else I would go for that too. Maybe it won't make that much difference money wise, because if we use very little at the water treatment plant, you know, it is what it is. Yeah.
I'll vote yes.
Okay.
If you move the question, I'll vote yes.
Okay. Well, we had our motion and second discussion. So
you do.
Ready for a roll call? Yeah. Mr. Essipoff.
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton.
Yes.
Mr. Mocker.
Yes.
Mr. Broman.
Yes.
Okay. I have come to reports of committee chairs. Councilman Dermody is absent. Councilmember Essipoff, administration.
Excuse me. Nothing for me, except that everything is going well, thanks to our great employees.
Thank you.
But I don't have ever, yes, for the record. We finally got everybody off center for the generator. And it's now in the hands of the company that's going to put it into, you know, install it. And we're pushing them now. We're pushing them as hard as,
huh? You pushed PSE&G, didn't you, Lou?
No, we're beyond PSE&G.
Okay, but you pushed them to make.
We pushed them, and they came and they changed the meter. And then we sent them our specs and everything else. We got the specs approved by the.
Got a building permit. Yep, from the building. Instructions
by the building inspector or whoever. I get them mixed up after time, so you'll have to excuse me. And now it's in the hands of the installers, of the people that bid for the job. And Anna is pushing them real hard now to get it done, so hopefully we get it before the first bad storm.
Nice work, Lou. With that, I spoke to Joe about it, and he said he rode past the facility where they're located, and he said that there's a sign out that says "installers wanted." So one of their issues may be they're short on installers, so we may have still a little bit more of a wait.
Not a good sign.
Oh, look.
Hopefully not.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. That's
the best I can tell you.
Thanks, Lou.
Yep.
Councilmember Hamilton, finance.
Thank you. Just a couple odds and ends here. We may need to televise the sewer line that's on the trail, the Woodland Trail. Near the sewer treatment plant, if you go up just a little ways, there's a manhole, a manhole section that's right almost in the middle of the trail. And this morning that was bubbling up again, which is a real problem. It's a mess. Well, and with COVID, I don't know if there's any contamination issues there either. So, you know, that kind of struck me too, but I was contacted by somebody and got a hold of Anna and Joe, and they arranged to have the company that takes care of that to come out and clear the blockage. But it cost $850 when you bring in an outside contractor on an emergency basis to clear a sewer line blockage. That particular sewer section is problematic. It tends to get clogged periodically. I think it did in December of last year too.
Yes, it did.
And it cost us $850. And so there's a need, I think, to televise that section of the sewer line to see what the problem is in there.
I understand. The last I heard was that there were tree limbs,
roots.
There could be, and because it's a wetland.
That's what I was told. They did it. They came and they did it. They opened it up. I forget who came. I forget who came, who showed up. But they came, they opened it, and they the report was that there was tree roots all inside it completely. You know, in 1 month or 2 months, that's a, you know, because we did that once before.
Yeah. Well, so we need to take a quick look and do a quick evaluation of that. And I think we need some preventative maintenance on it, which might just involve a cleaning once a year or something, and maybe to get those roots out or whatever that are infiltrating it. Just because, you know, an ounce of prevention or an ounce of preventative maintenance is usually worth much. You know, it's less costly than spending $850 to call on an emergency basis. So I think we ought to
I would even consider looking to see if we can do something to fix it so it doesn't, so we can avoid the roots, you know, put in plastic or, you know, PVC. I don't know, what is it, what's there now?
I don't know, Lou, that's a good question.
If it's terracotta, you can forget it.
Yeah, but I think we ought to authorize Mike Lyons to televise that or to arrange that. It shouldn't be too costly. We're not televising a whole length, just this one section there. But it's problematic, and it could save us money over the long run if we if it's just a matter of preventative maintenance once a year or something. That might be a lot less costly than $850.
I think what we should do. Mike Lyons is having had surgery today, I understand.
Yeah.
And hopefully it's successful and he'll get it back on his feet quickly. And yeah. I think we should have a meeting with him and discuss all the options we have. And if there's an option that may cost a little more money in the short run to replace it, maybe even make a replacement so that, or reconfigure it somehow if necessary, I think it's worthwhile.
Okay.
I think we should consider.
We'll take a look at it and we'll have Mike address it and get back to us if there's any additional cost. Yeah. The Environmental Commission, I spoke to Michael Ticton, who's here tonight at this meeting. Michael Ticton, you know that guy with the beard over there? Oh, everybody's got a beard now. Oh, not me. But anyhow, about they want to put up some puncheons, I guess it's pronounced, which essentially are those little bridges that you see on the nature trail. It's a plank road with split logs and cross boards, usually above the swampy areas. It makes walking much easier. They estimate that the cost of materials will be around $4,000. They do a great job of, they provide all the maintenance and the installation of it. And they've done a great job in the sections where they put these pensions on.
Right. Spell that. What are you saying?
They're called, well, it's, I think it's pronounced pension, but
pensions.
Pensions.
P-U.
Yeah.
Pensions.
Pensions. I imagine it's French. I'm not sure. But anyhow.
Pensions what I get to live on.
Yeah. That's what I'm like.
It's a nice thing to have. Right. They both are nice things to have, you know? But anyhow, they're requesting $4,000 to do more of these puncheons along the trail. I know we have about $1,200, I think, in the Ron Phillip Trail Fund, $1,214. So if we want to approve any additional expenditures, I spoke to Anna. We can do $1,000 out of the Environmental Commission budget to add to that $1,200, so that brings it up to $2,200. And then buildings and grounds, we have adequate funds in there to make up some of that difference as needed, so that the Environmental Commission can do this. I think it's a good value because we're just paying for the materials, all the installation, and all the work, and all is done by the Environmental Commission. And they do a great job. So I think it's a worthwhile expenditure. I asked that it be put on the agenda for discussion. So we'll discuss.
We don't need a resolution, Mike. All we need is the discussion.
Yeah. Yeah. But I wanted to make sure that that we're all in agreement.
Once we've discussed it, I know that, believe it or not, our trails are known far beyond Roosevelt. Quite a few people in Monmouth County come here to walk the trails. I think they're advertised in different, Monmouth County.
I walk all the three sections of the trail from my trailhead all the way up to Solar Village and back every day, pretty much. And it's beautiful. You don't even know you're in Roosevelt. I mean, not that that's a bad thing being in Roosevelt, but sometimes you can't get your heart rate up because everybody wants to stop you and talk to you when you're on the street. And when you're in the woods, it's just the joy. And not enough people use it. I would like to see some outreach for people to use it, but I think it's wonderful. It's great work that the Environmental Commission does on it, and I think it's a good expenditure. I did note that one of the line items, that one of the items is the cut boards, the planks that they're going to put on, I imagine, to walk on. They had budgeted $18 for each 2x6x12 foot plank, and those are cut planks. And so that's $1,877 for 100 of them. I was thinking that maybe our public works, if we bought them in boards, and our public works department, which consists of Greg, could possibly cut them into 12-inch lengths if there's a big cost savings, and you might get a little more bang for the buck.
Yeah, good idea.
Out of it, but I think it's great work, and they did the one section from Tamara, and just in a little bit from Tamara going toward 571, and it was over a really swampy place, and it's really nice to see that, and to walk it. So it's a great trail. Environmental Commission, it's a really good value with them doing all the labor, and what a joy it is to be on that trail. You didn't budget anything for screws. You're gonna need to screw those in. So whatever it is, it's the cost should be somewhat variable. Anyhow, we'll talk a little more about that. But nice work on the Environmental Commission with that.
Well, I was gonna say, I didn't want to insult our state, but when you're on those trails, you never know you're in New Jersey.
It's beautiful. There are these little princess pines. They look like little pine trees. They're small. They're wonderful. We have some of the best stands of princess pines, probably on the East Coast.
And they're so deep green in the middle of the winter.
They're beautiful. And we have a lot of holly trees coming up, little hollies, which are, one of the species that's indigenous here. And it just, the woods look very healthy there too. I mean, it looks like it's a good woodland environment. So it's worth taking care of. And I think it's great.
So yeah, Andrew, can we just do it all in favor of providing the money to the Environmental Commission?
Was it 1214 you said?
No, we have 1214. We need to move. It's already budget. We need to move $1,000 out of the Environmental Commission budget into the trail maintenance budget. And then buildings and grounds would need to make up out of that budget line about another $2,000. And Anna said there's funds in all those accounts. So
I would move it.
I wouldn't do an all in favor. I would vote on it, do roll call. But
all right.
Okay.
Well,
I said you didn't need to do that, but I will trust you.
When we get to it, I'm still in the report. One other thing I noticed, though, and it's interesting, on the bills list, there's a quarterly payment for our county library tax. And people may not know this, but we pay, the borough pays and taxpayers pay. We write checks for $16,000 to the county, for the county library system. And it's all the way over. On the other side of the county, in Hawaii, because we're in this little panhandle and it's a drive.
Manalapan. You have one.
Manalapan.
Manalapan.
Yeah, it seems like it's a long drive from here.
It is a long drive.
I live on the other side of the county, so.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah, it's a big county. But what I'm thinking is that I have the app for the Monmouth County Library System on my phone, on my computer. And you can download books. You can do Audible kind of books. There's all kinds of things that you can do online with the library system. They have children's books and music and you name it. And it's a lot of it's online now. So I think it would be nice to have an outreach program to let the public know that the taxpayer dollars is used to fund this incredible library. And it really is. It's one of the best county libraries I've seen.
when you get the building is fantastic.
Yeah, and they have all kinds of programs, movies, talks and lectures, and
it's concerts there all the time.
Yeah, but I think it would be a good idea to have some outreach and to promote that and let people go there and enjoy it. And at one time we had a little program here where in the school one day a week or one day a month or something, people could have books brought. They can order it through the library system, have it brought to Roosevelt Elementary School, and then they could pick up their book or return their book there. And that helps for people who may not want to do all that driving and all, and especially now with COVID, you don't want to go out in public.
So we had a special dispensation, remember, where you could use Twin Rivers Library, which was Mercer County. People in Roosevelt were allowed to, just like the students here, go to Mercer County College for the same price as Brookdale, because geographically it's just so much closer to go to Mercer. Also be able to use the Mercer County Libraries.
Have you asked them how much they could charge?
Well,
they want a lot of money.
It stopped some years ago.
That's right. We were getting it free for a long time. A
very long time, yeah.
Yes.
But you do know, Mike, that we can use the Allentown Library as well, which is
on. Okay. All right.
We were in the Allentown Library. I'm not thrilled with that place at all.
If you didn't have the app and you needed to get to the library quickly, you could.
Yeah, but the app is great. If you get a chance, download it. It's in the App Store, and of course it's free. Yeah. And you can play around with it and see all the Audible books and all. I mean, I have an Audible account, but this is free. Well, it's not free. We pay for that as well as I pay for the Audible books too. But that's free, and it ought to be, I think, maybe something in the bulletin about it. About using that, since we pay it out of our tax dollars, our property taxes. Mm-hmm. Anyhow, that's all I got, pretty much. End of report.
Thank you. Councilmember Mocker, Public Works.
Can you hear me?
We can.
Okay. Well, two little things. One was a conversation with a resident that was complaining about the speeding in town. I know we've talked about that before, and I'm sure there's not an awful lot we can do about it, but it was just a comment from the resident. Then I got an email from another resident a couple weeks ago about investigating the possibility of a leaf pickup twice a year. And again, I know we've talked about that
in
the past. But,
you know, we can do an investigation again to see what the cost would be for next. We have plenty of time until next fall. So we can. We can certainly look into it. You know, up until now, the cost has been prohibitive. But it doesn't mean we can't investigate again, see if possibly the cost has come down or we can afford it. But all this time, it's just been cost prohibitive. And as far as the speeding, it's been a problem in town for a long time.
It's terrible. They come down Farm Lane, shut, and those speed bumps don't mean a damn thing to them. They need to stop it, stop and boom. Or they fly right over them.
Yeah. Also, and I think everyone knows I go to bed extremely late. So when I walk my dog at 5 a.m, and so the people driving them assume that no one's around, and they're just flying down.
It's awful. It really is.
Yeah.
It's just so disrespectful.
You know, it's in the Borough Bulletin every month, asking people to please obey the speed limit. There's just not... I don't know. I feel like until something tragic happens, which I'm sure it won't, but people just speed. I don't, you know, especially the newer people who may not be aware that there's no sidewalks. People walk in the street, kids play, or even late at night, people are walking, whatever. It's just a problem.
You know, if you live in New Jersey 2 weeks, you know that the populated areas are 25 miles an hour. It's just a fact. I mean, this is not, it's not a variable either. You don't, some places don't have 35 and 25 and 40 or whatever. This is 25 miles an hour. And they still go flying around like lunatics.
Yeah. Well, I think they know there's really no accountability for them. You know, that nothing's going to happen.
They're just pure and simple. They're disrespectful and it's terrible. I agree.
But maybe we can put it in the borough bulletin next month and maybe more like an actual article rather than a posted warning, you know, just an article talking about how dangerous. And also, you know, Steve, I'm thinking maybe we can add it to the welcome package to people who are just moving in to let them know that the speed limit is 25 and it's imperative that it be obeyed. That's all we can really do. Anything else?
Yeah, I've got, well, this is more me and Joe. Because Joe couldn't be here, he asked me to talk about the meeting we had down at the sewage treatment plant on the 9th. We met with, Joe was there, I was there, Mike Lyons, Carmella, Cameron, and Tack from Carmella's office to discuss the different options that we had with taking care of the problem with the trickling filters. And it may actually require a total replacement and not just a rehab of the filters. It's kind of an older style system and it might be best to trash them. And that's going to be part of what Carmella, you know, investigates with that resolution we just passed. Joe wrote up a little thing. He basically says the trickling filters were refurbished 20, 30 years ago and are now crumbling and barely effective. Roberts Engineering has estimated that it would cost about $500,000 to repair, but with no guarantee that the phosphate levels would be brought into the new regulations. They're in the next few years, they're bringing down the parts per million from 0.25 down to 0.1. And we're just barely making 0.25 with what we're doing now. Mike Lyons sent us a letter on that a while back. And I think we
2009.
And that's about it.
Steve, does anybody know why we're producing so much more phosphate than we should be?
Well, it's just the newer standards. I don't think we're producing, you know, a lot more phosphates than most other plants. You know, I think a lot of other facilities are going to have to address the same problem we have. It's just that the DEP.
Maybe the phosphate limit that they're putting on is unrealistic.
Well, I think it is. You know, our system is an old system. Basically, it's just primary and secondary treatment. You know, there's a number of things that we can do, and if we're going to upgrade the plant, you know, I guess in a way, this is the problem with the plant is gone back a couple of years, and we dragged our feet, so we might have helped ourselves, because, you know, we could have gone in there and rehab the facility that we had, spent $500,000, and then found out it wouldn't do the job. So fortunately,
procrastination worked in our favor for once.
Yeah.
Yeah, they lowered the standards a few years ago, and it was like a tenfold reduction, their limits. And I remember when Toby was working on it, we had a lot of issues bringing it down to an acceptable level then. And again, they're now lowering it again, twofold or threefold, to make it more difficult. And a lot of small systems are, they're going to have trouble meeting those standards. And, you know, it's going to be costly to do that.
That's why I think that's
a this is how companies like Aqua America and these companies, for profit companies, end up buying a lot of these smaller utility systems, and they come in and they do the repairs, and of course they charge for them, but they have the money to do those repairs. But I think we may have to end up going over with a different kind of system. Years ago, we talked to Carmela about it. And she said, you know, that thing's on its last legs. And that was probably 10 years ago when she said that. Maybe 20, I don't know. Time flies when you're having fun, you know? Yeah, but it's an old plant. These are historic plants. These are, you know, these are on the historic register of places. And, you know, they're old systems, old style systems. And I'm sure there's better technology out there. And another good thing, maybe with the procrastination and trying to delay the big cost there is that there may be money. There's been political changes, as we know, nationally. And there could be incentives or grants or money for infrastructure improvements that's given to municipal governments. And, you know, we actually could be in a good position for that as a small town. So we'll see how it plays out. We'll certainly look at all that and look at grants and all too.
That's what we should do.
Yeah, Carmela did mention that and said that there may be grants available and she would look into that before she looked into like the infrastructure bank for loans. But and she always does a good job of finding money for us.
Yep. Yeah, she does.
End of report, Steve?
That's it.
And
enough damage.
Council Member Roman, Environmental Health and Safety.
Yeah, I don't have nearly a report like everybody else. So, but yeah, I don't have anything to discuss at the moment.
Okay. Any old business that anyone would like to discuss? Any new business we just covered with the Environmental Commission request?
But do you want to do a motion to go ahead and a motion and a roll call
to allocate the funds?
Yeah, and how do you want to word the motion?
Well, I think we would need a resolution, don't you think?
Yeah.
Position that you would need a resolution. So it would be to draft a resolution authorizing the funds, and that would be approved at the next meeting.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So, Andrew, will you and Greg draft that resolution and send it over for the next meeting?
Yes.
Okay.
I just need to know the exact dollar amounts that we're talking about transferring and from which fund they'd be transferred from.
Environmental budget.
Yeah, $1,000 from the Environmental Commission line. There's $1,214.29.
Hold on.
The Ron Phillip Trail Fund. And whatever additional balance would have to come out of the buildings and grounds line item, which would be around $2,000 out of that line.
Maybe when it's all, like in the spring and it's all completed, we could have some sort of grand reopening and invite the public. That would be a way to get people out, send out a flyer.
Mm-hmm. If you charge money, you could do even better.
Say the trail's been refurbished and please come and look at our new...
Hey, put in a toll gate.
I also wanted to say that if Luke can't make it to Environmental Commission meetings, because I know he's busy, I'd be glad to have that position if you need if you want to appoint me to
that. I was about to say that, Mike. We have discussed it. Luke had said at the last meeting that he would be unable to, in all likelihood, unable to attend environmental commission meetings now. And Mike offered. So I was going to actually say, tell everyone that Mike has offered. And so I'm appointing him as the council liaison to the environmental commission.
Who couldn't?
Luke.
Oh, Luke.
So would that need to be an official resolution, I think, probably, right?
Yes, yeah.
It's a mayoral appointment.
Yeah, but in the form of a resolution, no?
Yes.
But not voted on. It
council
doesn't have
to vote on it, just noted.
Noted, okay.
Okay. I'm going to open the floor to public comment on any item. I'm opening the floor at 7:50. I never heard of the computer being slow. But 7:50 p.m. Our computer says 7:47. 7:50 p.m. Does anyone from the public have anything they'd like to say, Michael?
Yep. Just wanted to thank everybody on behalf of the Environmental Commission for approving the project.
Well, really benefits all of us.
Sure.
Michael, would you consider a toll gate?
Thank Mike for joining the Environmental
Commission. I don't think he heard you, Lou.
What?
I don't think Michael heard you.
What was that?
I said I wanted to thank you for joining the Environmental Commission and thank Peggy for appointing you.
Oh, my pleasure.
No, but Lou had said, Lou asked, could you consider a toll booth, toll gate?
A toll, yeah.
Okay, good. You know, make up a couple of the bucks.
Oh, you know, requested donation kind of thing, just like they do on the Arts Council.
Yeah. A forceful donation.
25 cents requested donation.
I'll close public comment at 7:51. So, counselor, do we have a need for a closed session?
Do we have any space for a little good and welfare?
You can put it in now.
Yeah, I know that Joe is in. Will be going in the hospital tomorrow for some surgery, and I wanted to wish him well. I'm sure we all do that. And I think Mike Lyons is also going in for some.
He
did that today.
I believe so.
Yeah, and if we can send a card to, you know, both Mikes. Boy, there's a lot of Mikes. We have a lot of Gregs and a lot of Mikes around.
You and I better watch it.
We should. Anyhow, we wish them both a speedy recovery too.
So can I just, we appointed Chad Roman to the Environmental Commission. You know, at reorg. So I'm a little confused. What are we doing with you, Mike? Are we?
I don't know. I don't
get that.
Luke was the.
Are you reappointing?
I believe Luke said that he could not make it.
Right, and we appointed Chad.
Oh, you appointed Chad. It's fine.
Well, as a representative to the Environmental Commission, Resolution 21-24 was adopted.
Oh, good. As long as you have somebody, that's great.
It's a mayoral appointment rather than a council. If the council may have had its representative in addition, but it's a mayoral appointment, not a council appointment.
Right.
There wasn't any mayoral appointment made.
Yes, so you want to appoint Michael Hamilton to the Environmental Commission as a member. Is that what we're doing?
And Chad's the council rep?
Well, Chad is already the council rep, and I'm wondering.
Yeah, so Mike, why don't you just go in as an actual member?
I'll go there, and whatever you want to call me.
All right, so we'll have that
member. I would be surprised.
I won't be surprised. I've been called a lot. Things, you know.
Okay, that's good.
Lou, you get Chad, you get all that?
I think I did.
You're already the council rep, so we're appointing Michael Hamilton to be a member.
Okay.
Right, Michael Tickton? Good?
Yes.
Okay, so I'll have that on for next meeting.
Okay, great.
Okay, Resolution 20-36, providing for a private executive meeting that excludes the public. Do I have a motion?
Yes, you have.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, hold on a second. I just had it, and now I lost the resolution. This guy, here it is. Okay, I'm sorry. Who made the first motion? Luke.
I did.
And Chad?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to turn the little camera on me, and I'm going to read. Resolution 21-36, whereas the Open Public Meetings Act, enacted October 21st, 1975, permits a public body to exclude the public from meetings or portions thereof, wherein matters are to be discussed which are exempted from the requirement of the Act. And whereas the said Act requires that prior to the holding of a meeting or portion thereof from which the public shall be excluded, the public body should adopt a resolution at a public meeting providing for the holding of a private meeting. And whereas the Borough Council of the Borough of Roosevelt has determined that a meeting should be held from the which the public should be excluded in order to discuss a subject which is exempt under the said Act. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Borough Council as follows, that the next portion of the meeting to be held in private session, that the general nature of the matter to be discussed relates to the matters contractual shared services, that no official action will be taken at the meeting, but minutes shall be kept and shall be available to the public after official action on the subject matter has been taken. It is anticipated the discussion conducted in closed session can be disclosed to the public after no further action is required in this matter. I need a roll call for the resolution.
We had a motion on the second.
Yes. So, Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
And Mr. Grumman?
Yes.
Okay, so that's
Andrew,
the resolution.
If Michael logs off, can you just stay on this thing? I think Michael logged off already. Yeah, I think we're okay because Michael logged off.
Michael left.
Michael left, so there is no
one. Kathleen, as the host, can you ban from anyone else joining?
Oh, sorry. If somebody tells me what to do.
I'm unaware, but.
I know we did breakout room last time.
We need a 10-year-old. They'll tell us.
I would recommend that just in case.
To go into the breakout room?
Yes.
Mr. Lou, he's having a little difficulty. So Chad's trying to help him. Can you guys all hear us?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Just need one more person and we could close the meeting.
But we're gonna get two at once probably.
Yeah. Here comes Chad.
Yeah, Lou is probably going to disconnect and connect back in.
Well, that was my suggestion because it wasn't working the other way. Well, we're really just gonna adjust.
I hear Lou. Does somebody hear Lou?
I heard a little squeak.
Here comes Lou. Okay, Lou.
I did it.
Yay!
Okay, do I have a motion to adjourn?
I'm not 14 years old.
Well, you did great. You did great.
Believe me, I'm right there with you, Lou.
Twice. Was all this, we did all this so we could leave, right?
Yeah.
Motion to adjourn.
So I just need a motion to adjourn.
Mike Hamilton.
I made it.
All that for an adjournment motion?
Yes. Lou, do you want to second that?
Yes, I will.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Meeting is adjourned at 8:11. I'll see everyone on.
No, 8:14. Sorry,
oh,
don't
sorry,
look at
sorry,
that.
Sorry, yeah.
And we're out at 8:14.
And we'll see you all on February 8th.
Okay, great. Stay well.
Have a good night, everyone.
You too.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.